Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry, hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, I have no idea what this is. And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Discover the right graduate program for your future, how to finance your education, and how to successfully navigate the application process. All at the Governor State University Graduate Open House, Saturday, February 25th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Visit gov.stu/grad open house.
History. This week in 1990, Freddie Mercury made his final public appearance on stage at an award show. Rapper Tupac Shakur was sentenced to 1.5 to 4.5 years in prison on a sexual abuse charge. This week in 1995, Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On set a new record for the most radio airplays in the U.S. with 116 million plays in 1 week. This week in 1998. This week in 2012, Whitney Houston had an invitation-only memorial at a church in New Jersey.
Metallica. World Wire Tour, live. June 18th, live at Soldier Field. Metallica. With very special guest, Avenged Sevenfold. Pre-sale for City Card members now through Thursday at 10 p.m. before the general public on sale Friday at 10 a.m. Buy your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Metallica.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day Sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day Sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
Start your spring projects today with huge savings right now at Lowe's, where you'll find deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like up to 40% off during our kitchen and bath event. Plus, get up to 30% off select appliance special values. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Event offer valid 2/9 through 3/23. Appliance offer valid 2/15 through 2/28. Applies to select items. See store for details. U.S. only.
The voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Vaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena tonight when they host Maryland at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy them now at nusports.com.
Jimmy looked good, in talking to him as he came over, asked him how he was feeling. He said, I feel great. So, we kept going in there. I'm sure he's going to be sore tomorrow, but he's got a week off coming up after Thursday.
That's Fred Hoiberg talking about Jimmy Butler, who finished with a double-double last night in the big win over Toronto, 19 points, 12 assists. That was their 11th straight victory over the Raptors. They also snapped a three-game losing streak. Doug McDermott led the team with 20 points. Now, Dwayne Wade, and this is new, Nico Maritich might play tomorrow with the Celtics in town. Paul Zipser is likely out. Forbes announced today that they value the Bulls at $2.5 billion, making them the league's fourth most valuable franchise. I say there's not a number you can put on the value of that franchise. Elsewhere in the NBA, Indiana plays at Cleveland early tonight. Atlanta takes on the Clippers in a late one. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they're off until Saturday when they host Edmonton. AHL, the Wolves play in Texas on Friday. NFL, the Bears have signed lineman Eric Kush to a two-year deal. Baseball news, Kyle Schwarber has been cleared to catch. He'll see some time behind the plate this spring. Theo Epstein will be on the score tomorrow at 10 a.m. with Spiegel and Parkins. Royals pitcher Brian Flynn, he fell through his roof yesterday fixing some panels. Well, not yesterday, but he fell through. He talked about it earlier today. He says, I know I fell through. I whacked my head pretty good. I must have lost my balance. He was knocked unconscious for a little bit of time. St. Louis pitcher Alex Reyes will have Tommy John surgery, and he'll miss the entire 2017 season. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to perldavid.com. Hey, fried chicken is crispy, savory, and universally delicious, but now it's also a chalupa. That's right. Taco Bell has created the first shell made out of crispy, marinated, all-white meat fried chicken. The new Naked Chicken Chalupa from Taco Bell. Part chalupa, all fried chicken. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
This is some real urgency. The Eastern Conference, and more importantly, the perception of the Eastern Conference has been shaken up.
I talked to two guys in front offices in the Western Conference last night, so they don't have a dog in this fight per se, but from last night to this morning, how much the NBA is kind of smelling blood in the water when it comes to the Cleveland Cavaliers situation and Kevin Love. And the Wizards, the Celtics, and the Toronto Raptors understand that this post-LeBron great period or the injured LeBron period. They didn't have to wait for that. If I'm the Bulls, get on the horn right now and try to figure something out.
You can win this deadline.
Yes, you can.
Bernstein and Golf, the new afternoon show on The Score.
Joe Maddon has unveiled his Cubs slogans.
We're working on several.
This is some bull crap. Don't give me four slogans. You got to pick one. First he says
authenticity.
I want us to understand the authentic part of who we are to be able to sustain what we've done in the past just by being us.
Then that's Cub.
That would be Cub. That's Cub to move it forward to win a World Series.
I think that's lame.
That's lame.
That's lame.
Then I want to focus on the word uncomfortable.
That's what we are.
Uncomfortable.
Then don't forget the heartbeat.
Why?
Last year, Game 7, Cleveland, things went badly for a bit.
Yeah.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bernstein and Goff at the auto show here by all the Toyotas.
Yes.
Toyota's got 8 vehicles with available all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive. That means there's a Toyota vehicle ready to help you tackle the Chicago winters. Or what Chicago winters used to be.
Yeah, apparently. Right?
I got myself. I've injured my first toddler of the day.
Yeah, you know, we got the little squishy balls, the little 670 The Score.
I love these.
Squishy balls that we're throwing out to the kids.
They're Cubs, little Cubs.
Yeah, little Cubs balls.
Oh, there's no Cubs logo this year. They're just 670 The Score baseballs.
Is that something?
I think last year there was a Cubs thing? Logo on there. What does it mean?
The Cubs won the World Series and they don't care about us anymore?
So what do you think it was, 3?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
About 3.
Mm-hmm.
And he came over, and first I rolled him the ball, and he picked it up, and he threw it back to me, and then I threw it, I
tossed it back.
Flipped it back at him and hit him in the eye.
Yes, squarely in his right eye.
He's fine. He didn't even cry.
Oh,
and then he threw it back hard a couple times, too. He was showing the lefty velocity.
He was very angry. I was surprised his father wasn't as angry as he was, and then we moved on.
Well, you know,
if you bring your child out here, Dan Bernstein will peg it in the eye with a baseball.
Peg him in the eye with a ball. But, I did that with my own kid, with an actual baseball.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I told you that story. He was like, throw me a knuckleball. I said, my knuckleball doesn't do anything. Then we'll try it. And so like the one time out of 20 that it comes off just the right way.
Gave him a Frank Thomas knuckler.
And it was right in his eye. And then he's crying. Ah! ah, oh, God. And this little opportunist bastard, as I'm hugging him, he says, I need catcher's equipment.
Got to capitalize on the moment.
That's the first thing he thought. And yeah, there we are playing against sports, and, you know, an hour later, getting them loaded up. Everything's an opportunity. So, a new rule in baseball.
A new rule. The hazing rule that bans dressing as women right. in clubhouses. From the first returns, Miggy Montero and Jake Arrieta aren't fans of this rule. And there's been talk about in the first couple of days how they still think there's room to make the young players feel uncomfortable and how that will translate to them performing on the field.
You can make them feel uncomfortable, but you can't make them feel uncomfortable by making them feel like they're dressing as a lesser human being because it's a woman.
Yeah, and if you're not privy to the hazing rule,
where was this?
The policy obtained by the Associated Press prohibits requiring, coercing, or encouraging players from, quote, dressing up as women or wearing costumes that may be offensive to individuals based on their race, sex, nationality, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, identity, or other characteristic. MLB Vice President Paul Mifsud said Monday the new rules resulted partly in light of social media, which in our view sort of unfortunately publicized a lot of the dressing up of the players, those kinds of things, which in our view were insensitive and potentially offensive to a number of groups.
Where did you see that there?
Well, I heard it on a report from someone who is down there that the early returns, the guys that have been talked to, Jake Arrieta and Miguel Montero being two of those guys, who are a little, you know, they don't want to live in this PC baseball world. Now, they follow the rules, but they're not happy about it. So, you know, with the new, I don't know what young player is coming up or how much time those guys
are. What do you mean you're taking away my right to demean somebody by insulting women?
Right. You mean I can't put this young man in a Hooters outfit? Yeah. So, you know, if people can't get with the times, it's kind of like the chewing tobacco thing where you're going to get a fine if you had it in the club, in the dugout before the game, and if you were caught chewing a dip before, you know, during a game, is seen as an advertisement, and you were supposed to be fined $250 or something silly like that. We never heard about it. I don't know how they're going to enforce this, and I don't know when it starts, but you still got some guys who are of the old generation.
Make him dress like something else. Okay, you're not. What kind of hazing game do you have? How much do you suck at it if that's all you have? It's like, I'm going to make this guy dress like a girl. Well, like a girl.
You can still dress them as superheroes, from what I read. So you can dress them as Batman or as Superman or something like that. But I remember when James Johnson was a rookie with the Bulls and they had him wear the My Little Pony backpack on
My
road
Pretty
trips.
Pony. Come on.
My Little Pony.
Is it My Pretty?
No.
My Little Pony, My Little Pony. The toy was My Pretty Pony.
No, you're wrong again, Bernstein.
Oh, no,
Jesus.
This one, no.
What do you mean this one? This is like the second one that you've banged the gavel on that you're going to be supremely wrong about.
Hey.
Hey, my ass.
What does that look like?
My Little Pony.
Pretty.
My Little Pony is what I grew up with. My Pretty Pony is not of my generation. I didn't grow up with My Little Pony, by the way.
My Pretty Pony, you can comb her hair,
no,
remember?
It came on after He-Man.
Tie ribbons to show you care.
It came on after He-Man. That was part of my nap combination.
This is a toy called My Pretty Pony.
Put My Little Pony in there. You looked up something that you heard of, and you're changing. You're moving the goalposts on me. My Little Pony is what we were discussing just now. You jerkwad.
We surveyed 500 people and asked them their answer to this. My blank pony.
No, you check the Gallup poll with your fake news. All right?
Okay, My Little Pony.
Yes, My Little Pony. They had James Johnson in a My Little Pony backpack, and James Johnson told a couple of guys that this is going to stop right now because my hands are certified weapons, and I'm a karate man, which James Johnson was. So he told them that this was going to stop, and
all right,
it stopped.
And listen, hey, texters, you 309-630, all the I will stipulate to the existence of a show called My Little Pony.
Thank you.
However,
I thought you were lining up area codes that I was going to tell to kiss my ass.
However,
I was going to tell all of them that.
Now, however, there was indeed an advertised toy.
Uh-oh, here we go.
On the show.
Bernstein speaking his legalese.
Called My Pretty
Pony. Nobody heard of My Pretty Pony. That was a Deerfield cartoon. The real man watched My Little Pony.
Regionalized cartoons?
It's like the Sports Illustrated covers, you know what I mean? Or the Athlon Sports covers. You know, I had Lee Becton on mine. You could have My Pretty Pony
on
yours.
You got all excited when Lee Gissendander right, was on the cover.
They really care about my region.
They've made it. Sean Respert rules.
No, dude, it was My Little Pony.
They had to put in the Sean Respert rules. And in the NBA, it was just let him shoot.
And then at the self-check halftime show, baby racists.
Here come the baby racists.
So
did he say racist? No, I'm sorry. He said racists.
Just put any nationality baby in front of just some weird tinfoil hat wearing dude, and just have like Randy. Was it Randy Quaid? just have Randy Quaid just degrade your baby for 15 minutes.
The baby degradation time.
No, seriously though, if this is if the fellas in Arizona are bristling already about not being able to dress men up like women and put them in their place.
What the hell? What? You really want to?
By the way,
you want to put your name on that? You want to be like, I don't like what's going on here. I can't mess around with these rookies dress up like women because they look real good.
They got to know their place. They got to know their place as first and second year players. You know, this is a World Series winner, damn it. You got to earn your stripes in Cubs camp.
The last few months of Arrieta have not really been quite the same.
You see, he got a tattoo on his ass? Coastal Carolina tattoo because he lost the bet with Tommy La Stella. Yeah. Yes. Coastal Carolina beat TCU, I believe, in the World Series, the College World Series, and that was the bet. So I don't know if Tommy did it or if somebody else did it, but yes, he now has Coastal Carolina University on his buttocks.
Shot me on my buttocks.
Where did it get you? It up and bit me.
Something bit me.
It was a baby racist. Now that would be something if Jake Arrieta had a baby racist tattooed on his butt.
And he also had his toenails done, right?
Yeah, because his daughter, he went and got a pedicure with his daughter.
Hazing himself then?
Maybe putting him, maybe it's one of those.
He put himself in his place.
So you must do it. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand it. And the NFL does it in a different way, where like some rookie who's making $600,000 has to pay for $80,000 at like Mastro's Steakhouse or something like that. But yeah, I don't think Miggy and Mr.
Really
Arrieta
at the major league level. You got to understand who he is. Are you kidding? Rookies know who they are, please.
Well, from the report I heard,
we're gonna degrade him by making him dress like a woman because women are weak.
Well, apparently it makes you uncomfortable to the point where you're used to being uncomfortable even in Game 7 World Series situations. That was part of the report I heard, too. So we're already there in spring training. What are we, 2 days in? Pitchers and catchers just showed up. We're already there.
I don't
there.
Need a baseball headache.
Not at all.
This
not
week
at all.
In February,
who's
we're
hurt?
At the auto show.
Who's fat?
Right.
Who's high?
By the way, is Schwarber fat or not?
I've never seen him shirtless.
And so, I mean, he's wearing a lot of layers. He's always got, like, his, you know,
you
hitting
know,
shirt
him or Hinsky.
On. Because he's,
you know,
he is so thick.
Yeah, he's
and
a,
I know
he's a dense
he's
man.
He's a barrel of a
mm-hmm.
human being.
Mm-hmm.
And usually after rehab, you're in the best shape of your life because it's all you're doing and you're working out and you're eating so well and you're trying to keep weight off to keep the pressure. So the answer is probably not. He's probably just normal. But in so many of these pictures, he looks thick.
Yeah, and he's, I mean, you know, former football player too, so there's a certain amount of muscle that was already there that you just threw more muscle on top of. But yeah, he is not a small man, and you know, the fact that he's not tall either. What is he? He's like 5'10", somewhere around there.
I think he's taller than that, isn't
5'11"?
He?
6 feet?
He's not Matt Stairs.
I'm not saying he's Matt Stairs, but you know, the weight proportion wise to the height, you know, it's not like he's stretching it out either. So yeah, we've seen a couple of still shots of him, some video of him running around in the outfield, and he's got that giant knee brace on from what I've seen. And seems like, you know, we talked to Gonzo and he said that everything's a full go with him. And of course, he came back in the World Series and put on his heroic show.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, if he's fat, he's fat. You know, I'm not looking for him to run anywhere. to be honest with you. No. You know, most I'm looking for him to do is run hard to second base on a double. Everything else needs to go over the fence. Never wear a catcher's glove. That's it. That's your job.
I don't know why they keep up the catching pretense. Maybe it's for him. Maybe it's just a nod to him, and it was a carrot they used to help him back in rehab, and maybe it's important to his self-image. But I'm with you. I saw enough.
Too, I mean,
I saw enough with him in full health to know that I don't need him behind the plate unless it's an absolute emergency.
And you got a guy that you're trying to work in Wilson Contreras, where you're trying to stop having him be jumpy and itchy all the time back there. And now he's going to be working with John Lester, who, you know, is a personal surfer. Yeah, so, you know, if you didn't have Wilson Contreras, it'd be different. I'd say, okay, let's try to see what you got here. But you've got Wilson Contreras, and you've got Miguel Montero. You've got two guys who you think are one is a longtime catcher, and one is a catcher in the making. So you don't have to worry about that.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein.
I'm going to go dress as a My Little Pony during the commercial break.
I'm going to dress as my pretty pony, and I'm going to look better. Because you're just little.
Yes.
Now I get to be pretty.
Yes.
Jennifer Langosh of MLB.com is going to join us at 2:40. More baseball talk at that time. You got the score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Cavalier Kevin Love underwent arthroscopic knee surgery yesterday, and he could be out up to 6 weeks or more, according to the Cavs. That is a huge blow to a team that was already struggling to hold on to the top spot in the East. A huge blow to a team that LeBron James already said was, quote, top heavy as bleep. LeBron, Kyrie, and Love were doing all the heavy lifting themselves because nobody else has stepped up consistently to take any pressure off the big three. And because they were already busted up even before Love went down. Even with Love, LeBron and Kyrie were already playing way more minutes than the team wanted them to play. If I'm Coach Ty Lue, I dial back their minutes immediately, even if it does cost the Cavaliers the one seed. A healthy and sound LeBron and Kyrie is way more important than getting that top seed overall. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
60, 59, 58.
The countdown has begun, and Land Rover lovers from everywhere will be flocking to our showroom.
57, 56.
This is our 2017 Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff courtesy vehicle sale. 60 very lucky people will drive home in a 2017 Land Rover Discovery Sport or a 2017 Range Rover Evoque at an unbeatable price. Each Land Rover Discovery Sport and Range Rover Evoque has been used very briefly for customer courtesy transportation only. Each has less than 4,000 miles and has never been titled. Each Land Rover comes with a 165-point inspection plus so much more. Contact Land Rover Lake Bluff for details. The countdown has begun. Our courtesy vehicle sale is underway. Start your shopping. Land Rover Lake Bluff in Canals Auto Park, Route 41. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day Sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day Sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
Start your spring projects today with huge savings right now at Lowe's, where you'll find deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like up to 40% off during our kitchen and bath event. Plus, get up to 30% off select appliance special values. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Event offer valid 2/9 through 3/23. Appliance offer valid 2/15 through 2/28. Applies to select items. See store for details. U.S. only.
Fashion emergency hotline.
Help! My kids just gave me an executive order for President's Day.
New clothes now.
Just run to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep. Right now, get up to 50% off store-wide and at oldnavy.com through President's Day.
Up to 50% off? I vote for that.
Me too. And right now, jeans start at $15 for adults, $12 for kids. And tees start at $7 for adults, $5 for kids.
$5 tees and jeans on sale? This is huge. I'm headed to Old Navy now. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Valid 2/13 through 2/20. Select styles only.
CBS Wednesday.
Great lawyers take risks, and I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case, and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah.
The new drama, Doubt, premieres CBS Wednesday.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely. The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side. I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Information. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Now, here's a good question, by the way, from a texter.
All right.
Regarding this whole thing, you're saying that Montero and Arrieta, according to a report, that they're unhappy with the fact that their opportunity to make teammates dress like women has been taken away from them. So now, I don't know, whatever, they're further away from winning a World Series, whatever. But the 309 asks, if I'm a baseball player and a Cub, could I voluntarily wear women's clothes and I can have a locker next to Arrieta and say, hey, these are comfy. I enjoy myself in women's clothes.
I don't think your locker would be next to too many people for very long.
Okay, but no, what if
you had a guy who just liked to walk around in women's panties?
What if you had what if you had a Major League Baseball player who happened to be a transvestite?
Okay.
like to wear women's clothes. Oh, yeah. Like Eddie Izzard, right? I mean, just, you know, sure. What do you say, a bloke that likes to wear women's clothes?
I don't know if he would make it to that level because of all the, well, come on.
You know the people that are
in sport. No, I'm not saying that anything's wrong with him. I'm just saying the people in sports these days, there's a lot of levels you got to make it through and a lot of crap you'd probably have to go through to get to that level. I don't know if it would be worth it.
This is Rudy who says, sports are so odd.
Yes.
Did you guys say that Jake Arrieta lost a bet on an NCAA baseball game that required him to have a tattoo of a logo of some random team on his ass?
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the most homoerotic things I have ever heard of. Just do each other, call it a day, and make America great again.
And now there's a meeting on the mound, and we've got another commercial.
Hey, the Cubs, come on, with all of what they're, the fondling celebration.
The bell bumps?
Yes. The cup bumps, that was their thing.
Come and get a load of my mushroom.
They were celebrating by jumping up in the air and banging pigeons.
Yeah, I mean, sports are weird.
Yep.
And you know, the more manly you think the sport is, the more, you know, like you said, homoerotic it is.
Especially baseball, too. Really.
There's a lot of grabbing and spitting and scratching, and
they got these the bats. They
movements.
There's literally something called boning the bat. Have you seen that?
Where they guys where they take
up
the bat,
a femur of some kind, and they actually they close the pores in the wood.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you bone your bat.
I
did.
Yeah.
You have
try to get that done before I leave every morning. But
Any bats that need boning?
Nah, dude. The weirdness of sports is right there for you because there's a lot of people trying to handle a lot of subjects that they probably aren't qualified for. And I like laughing at them. Now, if Jake Arrieta wants to get a Coastal Carolina tattoo on his buttocks, then God bless him and more power to him. He will help you move if you want to leave this country as well. Would you think he shows it to you at the end of the pack? Because he was going to help everybody move out of Hollywood, right? So he's going to say, hey, by the way, Coastal Carolina baseball rules.
Go Chanticleers! I don't know. I don't know. Why would you bet that? Why would you bet a permanent...
Yeah. You got money. Like, why wouldn't you bet, like... Yeah, I don't know, like a case of wine.
I like when the bet involves maybe donating to the other person's charity of choice.
Yeah, with Tommy LaStella, you know, maybe he's got something that's troubling him that he can.
Something I can help you out with. Right. But you'd volunteer that anyway. You wouldn't have to lose a bet. It's like, you know, we'd love to get you some professional help.
Yeah.
But only if your team wins.
Right. And then you can tattoo it yourself.
Right. If your team wins, I will give you the number of the finest psychiatrist.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Batacola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena tonight when they host Maryland at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com. The Bulls beat Toronto for the 11th straight time. They snapped a three-game losing streak. Doug McDermott led the team with 20. Jimmy Butler finished with a double-double, 19 points, 12 assists. Dwayne Wade and Nico Mirotic, they might play tomorrow with the Celtics in town. Paul Zipser is likely out. Forbes announced today they value the Bulls at $2.5 billion, making them the league's fourth most valuable franchise. Elsewhere in the NBA tonight, Indiana plays at Cleveland in an early game. Atlanta takes on Clippers in a late one. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off until Saturday when they host Edmonton. AHL, the Wolves play in Texas on Friday. NFL news, the Bears have signed offensive lineman Eric Kush to a two-year deal. Some baseball news, Kyle Schwarber was cleared by doctors today to catch in spring training. He'll see some work behind the plate. Theo Epstein will be on the score tomorrow at 10 a.m. with Spiegel and Parkins. And St. Louis pitcher Alex Reyes will have Tommy John surgery and miss the entire 2017 season. The security leader for over 140 years, Trust ADT, to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Presence Health. The doctors at Presence Medical Group provide the compassionate care that you and your family deserve. With hundreds of providers, you'll be able to access the personal care you need, even same day. Visit presencehealth.org/docs. This is healthcare built for you. This is Presence.
Did you know that Toyota has six SUVs and crossovers to choose from? No matter what the weather or whatever your style, Toyota has you covered. And we are at the Toyota Sports Corner at the Chicago Auto Show. And there's another thing I like, and obviously when it's going to start to fill up when kids are getting off of school and people are getting off of work coming in here. But in the middle of the day, the people that have like two beers in each hand.
Double fisting at 1 o'clock.
Hey, let's go to the auto show and get drunk and look at cars.
Yeah, there are a lot of those guys here. And there's some pretty good craft beer that they're selling out
there.
No, in the front,
I know, but
too.
It's just like that's a commitment. Like, not only are we going to look at cars.
All right, Mike. You're gonna get off early. You're going to meet me at McCormick Place. Bring $60.
It's like $12 a beer.
Right, so, right. And make sure that your Uber profile is updated because we can't drive back. We're going to overnight park there. We're going to get stupid hammered. We're going to get blind drunk.
And we're going to look at so many cars.
Right. I'm going to get in the back cab with a Toyota Tundra. And then I'm going to get on the Yamaha Grizzly that is in the back of the Toyota Tundra.
Well, one guy walked over to this. This is a sort of a hardcore 4x4 here. And it's like he opened the door, and then he realized he couldn't step up in there.
That is when age defeats you. Yeah. It was a sad moment.
Come on. Yeah. Come on, go get it, old man.
You got it.
You got this.
You wanted to be his Boudini Brown.
Yeah, like Boudini you got Brown. This.
You're the best, champ. Get it.
No pain.
You could see him.
No pain.
You could see him fart a little bit and like, all right, that's enough. This replaced hip isn't going to get up there.
And then he just sort of stood down defeatedly and closed the door. I didn't want this car anyway.
Right. Where are the minivans? Right. Yeah. You know, that's the thing, though. You got to keep me away from the minivan section because I don't want to dwell in that land.
But once you have the kids, that hormone kicks in, and all of a sudden you're like, oh,
safety first.
This minivan's a little
sporty.
I can probably get this thing up to 70.
Right.
See what this baby can do.
180 horsepower. You don't say. The fold down retractable seats. Yep. Oh my god.
Yep. It changes.
I'm there. No,
it changes.
No, his car seat and everything fits perfectly in the back seat of the truck. And that's where he will remain forever, actually. I'm never going to allow him to get out of the backseat of the truck because he's that kind of guy. I actually did the daycare tour today. Whoo, doggies. You talk about driving Uber on the side.
Oh, you're scouting daycare facilities?
Dude, I walked in, and this place, they have their food, like, bust in from Lincoln Park organically. And, yeah, dude, I'm like, what the hell? Like, give the kids some SpaghettiOs and change them once or twice and send them home. Like, this, I'm talking about, like, I got, it's a separate mortgage.
You don't want to pay for that.
I kind of was relaying that to the lady on the drive home.
That's a little much.
It was ridiculous.
The people that I know that did stuff like that are people that have FU money.
And I don't have that.
Like ridiculous money that they don't even know how much they have or where it all is and what it's invested in, and they don't.
Well, as soon as we walk in, I see way too many smiles on the kids. I'm like, all right, this probably isn't the place for my kid. Like, I need the place where, like, you take the kid out of the car seat like 15 minutes before I get there to act like you were hanging out with him the whole time. That's what I need. I need the place, you know, where you pick him up and he smells like yesterday's spoiled milk. That's what I need. I walk in, every kid's smiling, they're learning, you know, it's a no shoe zone, all that good stuff. I'm like, all right, this is where Kanye's babies come, not mine, not a golf baby. Your golf babies are gonna learn hard, tough scrabble life, you know.
What a salt mine. No, it's a racket.
It really is.
The whole thing is a racket.
It's about how much you love your kid.
The whole thing
is a
racket.
And I'm still up in the air about mine, so I'm not paying that much.
Old Navy is your friend, and Target is your friend.
Dad, right? When I tell you how much this place costs.
And Roundy's brand is your friend.
Oh, without question. What?
Okay.
He's not even getting Kool-Aid until he's 8.
I'm
telling
you.
Wilers.
I like the Wilers.
Bro, hey, if you haven't had Wilers, then I can't talk to you. You know, all you brand name Kool-Aid kids out there, I don't know what that struggle is like, but Wireless was the joint. And then, you know, every once in a while you got the Ecto Cooler, you know, on a holiday or something like that. But no, Dan, when I tell you,
it's all a racket. You'll figure out what to.
Really?
A month? Yes.
Hell no.
Yes.
Hell no. You're better off putting your kid in a canvas bag and keeping him slung over your shoulder.
Yes.
Like he's a poisonous snake you picked, right?
I DDT some. Yeah, my man. I DDT him and then I just throw the kid on him like Jake the Snake. Yeah, man. Yes.
Seriously?
Yes, that much a month.
That's like college.
If he goes there, he's not going to college.
For a baby.
Yes. I thought babies were like the easy maintenance, right? I mean, you know, you wipe them off, you turn them over if they're spitting up, you know, you throw them up in the air.
As soon as you hear, like, farmer's market organic food, yeah. I was like,
I walked in, I'm like, uh-oh, way too many white babies in here. Like, way too. All right, this is the high-class nursery. We need to go somewhere where.
Oh, I'm sorry. We thought your baby was white.
Oh, no doubt. Kidding me? Last name, Goff, you know, dad.
It's an English name,
dad's
right?
First name is Ellsworth on the application.
It's Ellsworth Goff is coming.
Yeah, I walk in, I see way too many Tylers and Brads. I'm like, all right, let's get out of here.
Grayson.
Right. Like, let's
are parents now. With parenthood comes certain sacrifices. A white baby needs care basically 24/7.
This is true for what they're paying. Like, I wanted to rescue all of those parents. They have a stroller parking lot. Yes.
Well, the strollers cost as much as somebody's Toyota.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's go.
All right, Jennifer Langosh is going to join us, talk a little baseball next on The Score.
Hey, Cubs and Sox fans. Listen for Score baseball expert Bruce Levine covering spring training live on air and online from Arizona for both the Cubs and the Sox from start to finish.
If you are a real fan of the Cubs and White Sox, you should look forward to these young players.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training baseball.
Limited time, maximum savings. Grossinger Kia in Lincolnwood is dropping every payment. That's right, every payment, every Kia, saving you thousands of dollars. Brand new 2016 Kia Souls have dropped to just $99 per month or just $12.99. Or lease a new 2016 Optima LX for just $129 per month and get special auto show savings on hundreds of new Kias. Grossinger has dropped every payment on every vehicle, including yours. So hurry in with payments this low. You can drive a new car more often, including new 2016 Kia Souls for just $99 per month. These savings have been maximized, but only for a limited time. Now at Grossinger Kia in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and grossingerkia.com. That's grossingerkia.com.
36 and 24 month leases plus tax, title, license, and $169.27 dock fee. Sold $29.95 and Optima $1,500 due at signing. Zero security deposit. You must qualify. Expires at month's end.
Climate Guard Windows, made in Chicago. We're the contractor's choice for a great window at a great price. Nobody beats our everyday low prices and available financing. No gimmicks, no promos. Call 877-654-3010 or visit climateguardwindows.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day Sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day Sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
Start your spring projects today at the Lowe's Spring Savings Event, where you'll find huge deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like paint and primer starting at a new lower price of $17.98. Plus, get 15% off all Style Selections laminate flooring. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 2/3 through 4/10. Flooring offer valid 2/15 through 2/22. See store for details, U.S. only.
fashion emergency hotline.
Help! My kids just gave me an executive order for President's Day. New clothes now.
Just run to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep. Right now, get up to 50% off store-wide and at oldnavy.com through President's Day.
Up to 50% off? I vote for that.
Me too. And right now, jeans start at $15 for adults, $12 for kids. And tees start at $7 for adults, $5 for kids.
$5 tees and jeans on sale? This is huge. I'm headed to Old Navy now. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Valid 213 through 220. Select styles only.
CBS Monday. Two broke girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With two broke girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
Views and more.
This is the biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Ah! Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate. We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds. CBS Wednesday or stream it live or on demand.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
This week in music history. This week in 1950, Peter Gabriel, solo artist and member of Genesis, was born. This week in 1960, Elvis Presley won his first gold record for the album Elvis. This week in 1961, Frank Sinatra launched his own record label, Reprise Records, in order to allow more artistic freedom for his own recordings. That same week in 61, The Miracles' Shop Around became Motown Records' first million-selling single.
We're giving away balls to the kids.
Yep, we got our score squishy baseballs.
Yeah, we're getting our new generation of score fan out here.
We had to reschedule Jen Langosh because she had something, some other commitment. We're going to do it an hour from now. We're going to do it at 3:45 after we talk to Matt Weiner of NBA TV. And
look at that mane. That is wrestler hair right there.
Woohoo!
Ric Flair on Ding Dongs. Just one passage.
And he picked up the squishy.
Of course he did. Yep. For the kids. Yeah. 670 the score is for the kids. And just also, like Wu-Tang.
And these are great for in the basement for hitting training. If you don't want to wreck your house and you want your kid to have his actual bat, you can hit this thing. And Joe Madden's here. Nice to see him. You can
Faux Madden.
Authenticity.
Uncomfortable.
Don't forget the heartbeat of America. Great, whatever it is.
To the kid in the park over.
But these squishy balls. You get a bucket of these and you just fire away, and they can't do any damage.
Yeah, kids find a way to do some damage no matter what.
Well, if the bat flies out of their hands. Yeah, but you come on. Oh, you're way too easy.
Yeah, but
too easy.
Yeah,
you don't count as
we're for
a kid.
The kids and the ladies. These fat, ugly men don't get anything from us.
No, and the casting call for the extras in hair is later.
Oh, well, see, this is why I love coming out to things like this.
What?
Because you see the people who actually listen to the station, and you wonder whoever chose to procreate with these people. You know what I mean? Because their children are lovely.
Right.
But they're still our guys out there.
Well, their children will grow up to look like that eventually. That's the way it happens.
Comes with the plumber's butt. Everything.
It takes a while.
The carpenter jeans.
If you are a score listener, an avid score listener, and you have adorable children, eventually,
yes, your child's going to look like to the score.
If your child is exposed to enough score programming, they end up looking like that.
They come to him, you know, as many hockey appearances with Jay Zawoski.
Oh,
all of a sudden,
few Friday remotes.
They start growing a beard.
Yep.
Even if it's a girl, you know, beard comes out. Look at my guy over there. His grunge.
He already has a ball. You are way too easy.
I like the kids, man. Like, you got to understand something. These grown-ups, I hate all of them.
Mm-hmm,
like,
they know it.
Yeah, everybody here, I absolutely detest, except for the people who are shopping Toyota. Because we're in the Toyota Sports Corner, and this is the right place to be.
A Toyota.
Mm-hmm. See, this is the thing. How many people you think actually come here to buy the cars they're walking around? Because when I was a youth and I'd make my way out to the auto show, I didn't have any dough. I was just trying to look at the most expensive.
Right, you go look at the McLaren.
Yeah, because I'd never seen them, right? And then now you just go on Rush Street and go over by Gold Coast dealers or something like that and see those same cars. So you think people just pull up here and go, you know what? It's time for me to buy a new car. The auto show's in town.
It depends. Some people are car people, and they really want to be on the cutting edge, or mm-hmm. they need to go sit in a car and really experience it. And
touch it, feel it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know because I'm really not. I wouldn't count myself as a car guy. I know that I know what I like. I know mm-hmm. why I like it. I know what my wife likes, but I don't.
You're like my oldest uncle, where it's like he found his brand and he stayed with it every two or three years, same brand, mm-hmm. wasn't changing. Now for him, of course. Cadillac, you not a Cadillac,
but
there are America's favorite game, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, there are some people also who are just interested in design, who aren't even necessarily car people, but they're design people. And what happens is, as it was explained to me, like I've got a friend, and she is a fashion editor at a magazine.
Okay.
And she finds herself, she has a more than a passing interest in the new line of cars. Because she says sometimes there is artistic aesthetic,
yeah.
And there's psychology that goes into what people respond to from a design perspective that finds its way into everything.
Sharp angles versus rounded furniture,
into mm-hmm. interior design, into fashion, that there are...
There are
shapes, textures, and certain things that especially the large companies, you know, Toyota being one that employs how many people and how many surveys and how much focus grouping they do to get an initial, almost animal response to something, yes or no, or good or bad, just based on a time and a place and a collective consciousness that responds to something.
See, then it's good to have those kind of creatives, you know, at your beck and call, because, you know, understanding that there's art in everything, that art in everything you do.
Or you talk about it with shoes.
Yeah, you can see. There's, you know, just because it's on your feet doesn't mean it isn't art or artistic in that, you know, you may wear them once or twice or never. I'm not one of those people who buy shoes and never wears them, but I know guys who buy a pair of shoes just because of, you know, what it meant to them as a kid, or the artistic value of it. There's art in everything, so there's definitely some art here on this showroom floor of the Chicago Auto Show, especially over here in the Toyota Sports Corner. I'm really eyeing that Toyota ride and drive experience over there, though. They got the Cubs Toyota that you can drive over there, but you got to drive like through an obstacle course. Like, I get weirded out with somebody else's merchandise, you know? Because I'm worried I might bang into something or run over somebody's kid or something like that, and I don't want to do that. Especially not on the first day. I'll do it on the second day. We're here tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow and then run off.
Is there an actual obstacle
course?
Yes! Or is that down there in the other section?
No, this is the entire obstacle course over here. You got to go over a hill and up a mountain and through a tunnel and... You got to get, like, a coal mining job on the way through and...
Do you get a score? Like, you're supposed to do it
in a certain amount of time or something? Or, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't. Nobody's screaming around corners or anything here.
Don't break the car. I guess that's the only thing that they ask you to do over here. But yeah, man, this is a cool scene every single year. You know, you get to touch the people.
We have talked some bulls regarding what was
national now.
Yeah, you think. Well, not just the idea that Jimmy Butler is tradable or might not even be just tradable, but might be the linchpin to a quickie rebuild, but also that the Forbes valuations are out and that the Bulls are a top five value team, as they always are, at $2.5 billion. And you ask the question, and just and improved over last year, and all these questions about, well, why do they do what they do? And more importantly, why do they not do what they not do? And I think that you have some laurels on which to rest here, and a very, very powerful, successful brand.
Yeah, John from Shorewood was our first caller, and he posed the question, why would you do anything else if you don't have to? And for me, it would be personal reputation amongst owners, reputation amongst the league, among GMs in the league. Like, new blood usually jumps in there and says, all right, I got to correct something. I got to fix something. Well, there hasn't been any new blood for a very long time in the Bulls front office. So there's no one looking to correct anything. And like, as you mentioned, there's a lot of CYAing going on one guy's part. And on the other guy's part, we're still trying to it's like the missing case of John Paxson. Like, we're still trying to figure out what's going through John's mind. How's he feeling? Because from what we know of John Paxson, he wouldn't take this lightly. But is he so beat down that there's nothing you can do?
The other thing we talked about was the Cubs, as spring training continues apace and more players are reporting. And you mentioned that there was one report that both Miguel Montero and Jake Arrieta are apparently upset at baseball's new anti-hazing rule that prevents you from making rookies dress like women.
They're not happy about it.
That was apparently very, very important
to make the young players uncomfortable, to
demean a player specifically by making him dress like a woman. I don't know why that would be so important to somebody, but I would just need him to explain specifically why he. I mean, hazing is still, you can still do something. You can still dress them up in silly outfits.
Right. Superman.
But it was specifically that. It was specifically dressing them up as a woman that was important to some.
Well, you know, you get the old baseball Reich out there and the old guys. And Jake's not even that old. That's the other thing. Like,
right.
It's not like we're talking about Lackey, or I can get Miguel Montero because, you know. Actually, I can't, because wasn't he the one that didn't like Adam Eaton in Arizona? For all the silliness?
The one?
Well, you know what I mean. He was the leader of the group of people.
Well,
the entire team that trust me. Like
just like the rest of the Washington Nationals will soon not like Adam.
Yeah. Did you hear on Spiegel and Parkins yesterday them talking about, them not saying it, but people intimating that maybe the Sox rebuild is just a get Adam Eaton and Chris Sale out of the clubhouse rebuild, like one of those things
where it just happened,
those guys.
I don't think so. I do know that
they didn't think so either. But I was like, I hadn't heard that.
I think
they're trying their hardest.
That's confusing the true nature of the pleasure with which those guys were traded. I don't think it was only to get those guys out, but there's a reason why the team was particularly pleased to consummate those deals.
Because you'd have some shell-shocked Sox fans who are like, oh no, you're not trying to halfway rebuild, are you? I mean, the people are still looking at Jose Abreu and Todd Frazier on this roster, as well as David Robertson, and hoping that all three of those guys can be gone before the season starts.
I guess we have some sound from Jimmy Rollins coming up at the top of the hour, talking about is this him talking last year or him talking this year about the clubhouse last year?
He was speaking today in Giants camp about the White Sox clubhouse last year when he was there.
I'm sure there is some.
I can't wait to hear
some
this.
Things about young men in the clubhouse that don't need to be there, because he was one of the ringleaders of that thing.
Because he's a grown up,
right? So looking forward to hearing that.
Oh, that's great. So we'll hear that next on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
Start your spring projects today at the Lowe's Spring Savings Event, where you'll find huge deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like paint and primer starting at a new lower price of $17.98. Plus, get 15% off all style selections laminate flooring. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 2/3 through 4/10. Flooring offer valid 2/15 through 2/22. See store for details. U.S. only.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my